News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We're back. News Talk 1380 WAOK. Ain't gonna hurt nobody for the president to shake Raul Castro's hand. Is it that bad when the man says, look, we are here, ladies and gentlemen, at a funeral, all right? We are heads of state. We are ballers. We're all running our respective countries, okay? There are 100 of us, the largest gathering of heads of state probably in history, certainly modern history. And Raul Castro shakes the president of the United States' hand. And boy, the outrage. Senator Marco Rubio released a statement saying if the president was going to shake his hand, he should have asked him about those basic freedoms Mandela was associated with that are denied in Cuba. It's not the time. It's not the place right now. The man extended his hand to shake his hand, and we're going to keep it moving. Ted Cruz, the only senator in the congressional delegation to Mandela's memorial, walked out of the service in South Africa when Castro spoke. Oh, is that the time? You see, there's a grace to being a head of state, a king, let us say. If you are a king, kings are noted for being gracious. Now, you're not so gracious that you're not tough. Kings are also known for killing you and cutting off your head. You know, there's a balance there. This is the same man who shook Castro's hand would have no reservation in dropping a drone bomb on him as well. But where do we go foreign policy-wise? And that's what we're going to be talking about a good portion of today from a variety of perspectives. Let's get you in, though. You're the most important part of the show, 404-892-2703. Thanks for holding the longest. Frank is in Sandy Springs. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning, sir, Mr. Sidney Woods. I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I think what the big problem is that the United States foreign policy is moving from a post paternalistic, military, imperialistic foreign policy role into a new era. Mm. America is going through the same withdrawal, mental withdrawals that Great Britain went through due to their so-called slogan, the sun never sets on the British Empire.
Mm.
New players are coming on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go back and look at history, just like Rome, just like Spain, just like Portugal in the early days. There is a power shift, a national shift, a global shift in the world now. The power and the prestige is moving to Asia. And therefore, American foreign policy has to change in the Middle East. It's no longer dictated by Saudi Arabia and Israel, who are working together against Iran.
Hmm.
You have to understand that the Iranian crisis started in 1941 when the British and Russians went in and overthrew the father and put the son as the ruler of Iran. Then we have to go to 1953, Operation Ajax, where the Americans working with the MI6, the British, as well as some of the Israeli agents in overthrowing a duly elected democratic government. So many of the problems that America has in the Middle East, it was created by Americans, by the British, as well as the French, and our views, our paternalistic policies. Therefore, all of these have to change, as well as with Cuba. We understand that Batista had three successions of eras. Two were together, and one later he was reelected again in Cuba. Southern whites wanted Cuba to be an extension of the plantation mine, as well as the plantation for cotton growing and sugarcane growing to send slaves. Batista was a very corrupt individual in Florida, and that were the pro-Cubans and anti-Cubans. That were those who did not like what Castro did because he was a communist. Communists, we have no fear to be afraid of communism because socialism, communism, capitalism, they can work together. We're proving this in our money funding and helping out China, as well as China holding much of our debt.
Mm-hmm.
So American foreign policy now is at a stage where it has to change.
All right, quick
it has
questions.
To be diplomacy.
You've given us so much wealth and rich information. Thank you, first of all, for that, Frank. Three questions before you go. You don't have a problem, it seems, with the handshake of the Cuban head of state with the president of the United States. Is that right?
No, not at all, because I agree with you. That handshake will open doors in Cuba with the powers that be. See, the people in Cuba do not control the policies of Cuba, but with Raul Castro, still Fidel Castro is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
He is the big shadow there.
Mm-hmm.
This will help to thaw the conditions, the political mind in Cuba.
With Iran, let's look at Iran. Do you have a problem with the president engaging in diplomacy and loosening the sanctions for a trial period of time to give them a another chance?
One has to understand that the Persians, these are not Arabs. Mainly your Iranians are, which were called the Aryans in their early days, some 3,000 years ago, in their language, where the Aryan white race get their word from. I'm lost as to how they did that. But Aryan, Iran, Persia, they are Persian. They are not Arabs.
Okay.
And the Saudis have always been against them because the Saudis form a religion of Islam is Wahhabism. And that goes all the way back years, I think 1500s, 1400s, 1300s. So this is a religious thing.
But the sanctions being loosened against Iran, notwithstanding all of that information, do you think, are you comfortable with the president giving Iran a second chance on the diplomatic stage?
Well, Iran became America's enemies by its actions due to Israeli policy and what happened in 1948. One must understand that Israelis, the Palestinians, the people on that Mesopotamian peninsula, I should say Mesopotamia, they all are original Canaanites. They are all Semites.
But I must ask the question for the third and final time. Are you comfortable with Iran having its sanctions loosened by the
yes.
president? You are. And finally,
yeah, we have to gamble that,
all right,
because
that
we created that toxic situation.
And there's a third question and a full bank of lines of other callers. Here's the third question.
Mm-hmm.
Israel, they're angry with the president. They're angry with our foreign policy because of some of the decisions that we've just described.
I've been reading up on that. It is those who are associated with the Zionism. It is certain Israelis, not all the Israeli citizens.
Those who control the Israeli government today are upset.
That's
with.
Correct, and they are passing on.
How do we handle them and their dissatisfaction?
You have to work together with the Persians as well as the other individuals in the Middle East to prove that they are wrong and to gain their trust.
Okay. Fred's on one before the break. Hello, Fred.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you doing today?
Oh, just fine. Yeah, you know, the president doesn't take any time off.
Okay.
I mean, really, when you're president 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And there are interests of the country that have to come before anything else. And if you have someone who is an enemy of the country, then you don't reward them by shaking their hand at an event like that.
You've got a different opinion. Hold on through the break. Can you hold on, Fred? We'll get you right on the other side.
Sure can.
Hang on 1 second. Good. We've got both sides of the issue rolling. We've got all the thinking going, and we certainly want to hear from you. 404-892-2703. Foreign policy, our subject today. Sydney Woodshow, News Talk 1380, WAOK. We'll be right back.
News, politics, entertainment, community issues. You're live with Sydney Wood on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.